They stopped work last night at about 10:30, and they let everyone back in. Apparently, we're being evacuated again today, and they found a bunch of old explosives. None of it sort of new or anything, but the guy apparently died of cancer over Christmas, and they were clearing his house out to put it on the market. One of the stories I heard was he used to work in the army as a or in the bomb disposal unit or something, and he just decided to collect them all. Something. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. And they had a guy bang on the door at 3:30. And
in the afternoon or the morning?
In the afternoon, yeah. And, basically said they found explosives, get out for the next couple of hours. And I was just wearing a T-shirt, which wasn't even ironed. So I left, and a couple of hours later came back and said, try again in a couple of more hours. A little freaky as well, knowing that, you know.
There have been bombs near your house for however many years.
Yeah, if there was like a fire or something there, who knows what could have happened.
The suburb might not be there.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that that they finally let you back in.
Mm. Yeah, seriously, I don't need to go again today, though.
Yeah, any idea when they're going to make you leave again?
They didn't have the time when they came around. They had a media release and everything just explaining what had happened so far.
Mm.
And, the bloke just said that they'd reevaluate this morning and begin evacuating when appropriate.
Mm.
So, yeah, they haven't done it just yet, but I imagine it'll be, some stage within the next couple of hours. They won't want to sort of leave it gone too long. Yeah. Apparently, this also happened in Yarralumla about 6 or 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I actually, at the Hughes Community Hall, there was a recovery centre going on.
The community centre, it had food. I have to ask the question, was it decent food? Or was it government rehashed food?
No, that was actually a little bit of decent food. They had pizza and fish and chips from the takeaway shop and the usual sort of water, coffee, biscuits, something.
Okay.
And they had the footy on.
So, are you going to enjoy their food again today, or do you think you might just take your barbecue with you?
I don't know. I think if I actually did get evacuated, I'd just park somewhere and sleep in my car.
I'm a little bit concerned by the sentence in their press release, though, that the bomb response team said that the explosives pose little to no threat if they are undisturbed. Now, if they're moving them, they're not undisturbed.
No, I think that's the reason for them stopping overnight and letting everyone back in their homes.
Hmm.
I think they're saying that they're still there, but they're safe. Oh, then they explode overnight. As long as
we don't have an earthquake.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I quite liked the end of it saying, you may return to your homes if you wish.
If I get a chance, I might go and take some photos myself, if it's even possible to get anywhere near there.
Mm. Well, they actually let people in quite close yesterday. I found out that it was on Jess Place, which is just the street, or like 3 hours
just
from the main road. Not very many. And they actually had Kent Street, the main road, open the whole time. And that's the first thing. So that main road is closer than my house to the house.
Mm.
The other thing is when they did the initial evacuation, they actually stopped traffic at Jess Street. So they basically had the perimeter right in front of the house on one side and then like 4 blocks on the other side. And then they extended it once they found more.
Yeah.
So that was quite strange. So I was quite surprised that they hadn't actually closed off Kent Street.